I just had a 12-year-old boy show up here at my front door asking for help. And he's said he just came from a neighbor's house, and we know there's been problems at this neighbor's house. He's emaciated, he's got tape around his leg, he's hungry, and he's thirsty. His ankles are taped up, and he won't tell us why. Okay, this boy has been... This kid has obviously been... I think he's been detained. He's obviously covered in wounds.
Op die oog af het Ruby Frankie soos 'n alledaagse, liefdevolle ma gelyk. Sy het boonop gereeld ouerskapswenke op 'n gewilde YouTube-kanaal en later ook op Instagram uitgedeel. Nou sit hierdie 46-jarige Amerikaanse ma van 6 agter tralies, nadat sy aan die ernstige mishandeling van haar kinders skuldig bevind is. Haar misdade het aan die lig gekom nadat haar 12-jarige seun uit 'n huis ontsnap het waar Ruby en haar sakevennoot Jody Hildebrand die kind en sy toe 9-jarige sissie in haaglike omstandighede aangehou het. Omstandighede wat met die van 'n konsentrasiekamp vergelyk kan word. Die hof sou later ook hoor dat die kinders gereeld kos, water, beddens om in te slaap en feitelik alle vorme van vermaak geweier is. Hulle is ook van ander geïsoleer, weggesteek as mense die huis besoek het en gedwing om handearbeid kaalvoet buite in die uiterste somerritte te doen. In die episode van Koelbloedig delf ek, Mariska Nanny, 'n bietjie dieper in hierdie saak wat nie net skokgolwe deur die VSA gestuur het nie, maar die ganse wêreld. Ruby Frankie het in December 2023 skuld beken op 4 aanklagte van ernstige kindermishandeling en is in Februarie verlede jaar tot 'n minimum van 1 jaar en 'n maksimum van 15 jaar op elk van die 4 aanklagte gevonnis. Die 54-jarige Jody, wat Ruby as haar mentor bestempel het, het dieselfde vonnis ontvang. Die YouTube-ma het in 2015 gewildheid begin verwerf toe sy en haar man Kevin die kanaal 8 Passengers, wat intussen van YouTube verwyder is, begin het. Die kanaal, wat in 'n stadium meer as 2 miljoen volgelinge gelok het, het wenke oor ouerskap gebied en die gesin se alledaagse mormoonse familielewe gevolg. Aanhangers het egter in 2020 agterdogtig begin raak oor die Frankie se manier van doen, veral toe een van hulle seuns gesê het dat hy vir 7 maande lank gedwing is om op 'n boontjie sitsak te slaap.
I'm sleeping on a beanbag. I'm sleeping on a beanbag. He left my room back like 2 weeks ago. Oh, I'll give you the reason why I lost my bedroom. I think so. I think it's the reason. At least this is the reason that's in my head. It's pretty funny, but now I look back at it and it's pretty depressing.
No, we never told our viewers.
That I woke up at 2 in the morning and told him that we're going to Disneyland and he has to pack. And he got up and made his bed all neatly and then packed all his clothes in a suitcase. And then he walked out the door and my friend was like, what? And he's all happy. Had his sunglasses on. And I was like, we're not going to Disneyland. And he started crying and hitting me. And then he went back to bed in tears. And then...
So that was not the reason you lost your room. But that was...
Well, the other reason is because I pointed a BB gun at his face.
Pointed a BB gun at his face and hung him on the basketball. Showed that he was not able to manage himself sharing a bedroom with...
So when we moved, the bigger room in the basement was automatically his, and I didn't have a room, but we, like, put one on hold for me.
So a lot of you are like, hey, that's not fair, because I got the lesser bedroom, and also got the bigger bedroom. And bigger bedroom also had a bathroom. But what you guys didn't know was, get any room. He didn't get anything. He was sleeping on the floor in the family room, and he just got the bedroom back, and it's because he's shown up consistently without bullying the kids. He hasn't had a flip phone, a smartphone, any kind of phone, and it's been over a year. Mm-hmm. And I still have no intention of returning a phone. We took the phone away from
in November.
And you may never get the phone back.
Probably not.
Al hoe meer vrae het in hierdie tyd ontstaan oor die oënskynlik omstrede strafmaatreëls waaraan die Frankie kinders onderwerp is. Onder meer om kos en water van die kinders te weerhou, Kersfees te kanselleer en die kop van 'n sagte speelding af te kap. Ruby het ook op 'n keer geweier om vir haar jong dogtertjie middagete by die skool te vat nadat 'n onderwyser gebel het om te sê dat die kind haar middagete vergeet het. Ruby het 'n video op sosiale media geplaas waarin sy die juffrou se boodskap voorlees. Sy vertel dan ook dat haar antwoord aan die juffrou was dat die kind verantwoordelik is vir haar eie middagete en dat sy maar honger sal moet ly. Ruby sê ook in die video sy hoop nie dat iemand vir haar kind middagete gee nie, omdat sy dan nooit sal leer nie.
I just got a text message from teacher,
and she said that did not pack a lunch today, and can I bring a lunch over to the school? This happens quite often when you're raising children. I know that her teacher is uncomfortable with her being hungry and not having a lunch, and it would ease her discomfort if I came to the school with lunch. But I responded and just said I was responsible for making her lunches in the morning, and she actually told me she did pack a lunch. So the natural outcome is she's just going to need to be hungry, and hopefully nobody gives her food and nobody steps in and gives her a lunch.
Aanhangers se kommer het uiteindelik tot 'n petisie gelei wat duisende mense onderteken het. Die petisie het by owerhede gepleit om ondersoek te doen na wat werklik in die Frankie huishouding aangaan. Ruby en haar man het die kritiek teen hulle verwerp en aangevoer dat hul video's uit verband geruk is. Die kanaal se gewildheid het begin taan en het is in 2022 van YouTube verwyder. Toe Ruby en Kevin later daardie jaar geskei is, het Ruby kragte met Jody, ook 'n YouTuber, saamgespan en verdere raad en wenke uitgedeel, as ook lewensafrigting aan aanhangers gebied. Jody het hierdie kanaal, Connections Classroom, bestuur en ook haar eie webwerf gehad. Sy het ook lewensafrigting en berading aan hoofsaaklik Mormoonse egpare en paartjies gebied. Ruby en Jody het same Instagram profiel, Moms of Truth, bestuur en het meer as 300,000 volgelinge op hierdie profiel gehad. Agter die skerms het twee van Ruby se kinders agter ernstige fisieke en emosionele mishandeling deur haar en Jody verduur. Die oudste van die twee kinders het in Augustus verlede jaar die moed by mekaar geskraap om uit Jody se luxe huis te ontsnap en die hulp van 'n buurman te ontbied. Hy het die buurman gevra om die polisie te bel en het ook vir kos en water gesmeek. Volgens polisie rekords het die kind verskeie merke aan sy liggaam gehad waar hy met toue vasgebind was. Die twee vroue is kort daarna in hegtenis geneem. Toe polisie by Jody se huis aankom, was die 9-jarige dogtertjie in 'n kamer toegesluit, haar haartjies afgeskeer. Sy was so klein en so maar gewees. Die polisiebeampte het ure by die kind gesit voordat sy uiteindelik uit die vertrek gekom het en hy tot vir haar pizza gegee wat sy verslind het. Eric Clark, 'n staatsaanklaer in Utah, het later gesê hy weet nie hoe lank die kinders nog in daardie omstandighede sou kon oorleef nie. Die hof het verder gehoor dat die 11-jarige seun en 9-jarige dogter gereeld van kos en water ontneem is, sowel as beddens om in te slaap. Hulle het ook geen vorme van vermaak gehad nie. Die kinders is ook van ander geïsoleer en weggesteek as mense Jody se huis besoek het. Die staatsaanklaer het ook gesê dat die kinders gedwing is om buite in die uiterste somerhitte te werk, soms sonder skoene of sokkies. Albei kinders het uitgebreide fisieke beserings weens mishandeling opgedoen wat hospitalisasie vereis het. Jody het self erken dat sy Ruby se kinders mishandel het of bewus was van die mishandeling wat plaasgevind het. Sy het erken dat sy Ruby se dogtertjie gedwing het om herhaaldelik in 'n kaktus in te spring as 'n straf. Die kinders is by erkenning ook gemartel, geskop en geslaan. Die staatsaanklaer het aan die hof gesê dat die kinders ook emosioneel mishandel is, op so 'n wyse dat elkeen tot 'n mate geglo het hulle verdien wat aan hulle gedoen word. Ruby het onder meer aan haar kinders gesê hulle is boos en besete en moet hulle self bekeer. Die inligting is in 'n pleitooreenkoms vervat. Ruby het tydens haar vonnisverhoor voor regter John Walton om verskoning gevra vir haar optrede.
For the past 4 years, I've chosen to follow counsel and guidance that has led me into a dark delusion. My distorted version of reality went largely unchecked as I would isolate from anyone who challenged me. I was led to believe that this world was an evil place filled with cops who control, hospitals that injure, government agencies that brainwash, church leaders who lie and lust, husbands who refuse to protect, and children who need abused. My choice to believe and behave this paranoia culminated into criminal activity for which I stand before you today ready to take accountability. Jody Hildebrandt was never my business partner, nor was I ever employed by her. I have never received wages from her or connections. Jody was employed as my son's counselor in 2019, and in 2020 I paid her to be my mentor. It is important to me to demonstrate my remorse and regret without blame. I take full accountability for my choices, and it is my preference that I serve a prison sentence. Thank you to my Bishop Tom Hawks and my state president Jim Nelson for reminding me of the Lord's love for the lost. So much pain and suffering would have been avoided had I followed and heeded your counsel. I was the one who was deceived, not you. My charges are just. They offer safety to my family, accountability to the public, and they did show mercy to me. My dear friends, Pam and Roy, I'm so sorry for letting you down. Because of your association with me, your innocence was called into question. My mother-in-law, father-in-law, Kevin's family, my cousins, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and neighbors, you all saw the warning signs long before I did, and you did what you could. You wanted to help, but I pushed you away. My mother and father, I have been utterly wretched to you. You have offered me unconditional love, and for that I have offered you unconditional contempt. My siblings and their spouses, because of my decision to roll around in a pigsty, I've dragged your families through the mud in public. Yet, when I desire to return as the prodigal sister, unlike the prodigal's brother in the Bible, you synced step with my parents and ran out to greet me. Your capacity to love is unprecedented. Kevin, my husband of more than 23 years, you are the love of my life. I'm so sorry to leave to you to finish what we both started together. The ending of our marriage is a tragedy, and you are wrapped around my heart in a knot I'll never be able to undo. To my babies, my six little chicks, you are part of me. I was the mama duck who was consistently waddling you to safety. I can see now that over the past 4 years, I was in a deep undercurrent that led us to danger. I would never have led you to darkness knowingly. I was so disoriented that I believed dark was light and right was wrong. I would do anything in this world for you. My willingness to sacrifice all for you was masterfully manipulated into something very ugly. I took from you all that was soft and safe and good. I took from you your mother. How terrifying this must have been for you. I will never stop crying for hurting your tender souls. You are each so precious to me. I'm sorry. My choice to live in fear of the world has created a great vulnerability and a blind spot for me, where I have broken hearts and I've caused people to suffer and I have betrayed sacred trust. Watching my community respond to my charges with justice and mercy and grace and love is all the more evidence to me of how wrong I've been. This world is full of really good people. And finally, I'm sorry for twisting God's word and distorting his doctrines. My greatest desire is to stand in his court someday, spotless and confident. And Judge Walton, I know standing before you today is a necessary step towards that end.
Jodie het ook die hof toe gespreek.
I sincerely love these children. I desire for them to heal physically and emotionally. One of the reasons I did not go to trial is that I did not want them to emotionally relive the experience which would have been detrimental to them. My hope and prayer is that they will heal and move forward to have beautiful lives. I am willing to submit to what the state feels would be an appropriate amount of time served to make restitution as an outcome.
Ruby se kinders het nie die vonnisverhoor bygewoon nie. Ruby se oudste en nou volwasse dogter Sherry het in Januarie vanjaar 'n memoir gepubliseer met die naam The House of My Mother, A Daughter's Quest for Freedom. Sherry onthul in haar boek die mishandeling wat sy jare lank aan die hande van haar ma moes verduur en hoe sy uiteindelik uit die omstandighede ontsnap het en genesing gevind het. Sherry beskryf haar kinderjare as 'n voortdurende stryd om oorlewing. Sy voer in haar boek aan dat Ruby se gewilde YouTube-kanaal bloot 'n rookskerm was om ander te oortuig dat die Frankies 'n perfekte gesinslewe gehad het. In werklikheid, sê Sherry, was sy en haar sibbe aan 'n tiranniese ouerskapstyl onderwerp wat veel donkerder was as wat enige een sou kon dink. Sherry sê haar ma se vriendskap met Jodie het dinge net verder vererger. Toe haar ma in 2023 in hegtenis geneem is, het Sherry 'n foto op Instagram gedeel van 'n polisievoertuig buite die huis met die onderskrif uiteindelik. Jy wonder seker waar die ex-man en pa Kevin in hierdie hele storie inpas. Kevin voer aan dat hy vir 13 maande geen kontak met sy kinders gehad het nie en sê hy was na bewering onbewus van enige mishandeling. Hy beweer ook dat Jodie 'n groot aandeel in die verbrokkeling van sy huwelik gehad het. Voordat Jodie en Ruby sakevennote was, het Jodie huweliksberading, oftewel lewensafrigting, aan Kevin en Ruby gebied. Sy het selfs in 'n stadium by die egpaar en hul gesin ingetrek en Ruby en Kevin na 'n ete vir hul huweliksherdenking vergesel. Ander mans het intussen ook na vore gekom met beweringe dat Jodie al huwelik, verhoudings met geliefdes en al lewens verwoes het, onder meer deur die lewensafrigting wat sy aan hulle gebied het. Deur sy prokureur het Kevin die hof gevra om die maksimum vonnis aan sy gewese vrou en Jodie op te lê. Die vroue sal 'n minimum van 4 jaar tronkstraf uitdien, maar hul presiese tronkstraf sal deur die Utah Paroolraad bepaal word. Hierdie sowel as vorige episodes is op Marula Media se webwerf beskikbaar. Jy kan ook daarna luister op YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts en binnekort ook AfriForum TV. Skakel weer volgende week in vir 'n splinternuwe episode. Ek groet jou tot dan. Totsiens.